what the Lord has done. I'm telling you, I believe we're going to see more and more of this kind of thing in these last. These are the last days. My niece, Brandy, her daughter, who's like 14 years old, they've been on a fast too, and her name is Mariah. And Mariah came to my sister Gail, who's her grandmother, and she said, "I had a dream last night." And Gail said, "Well, what was it?" And she said, this older girl, she said, came to me in this dream with like a scroll. And the first line that said, "He is coming. He is coming. It could happen today. Today. He is coming." And I believe there's going to be a great awakening, a great revival right before he comes. And it could be today, or it could be next week. I don't know. But get ready, because I believe that there's going to be such a move of God. And just, listen, okay, I'm not going to preach, but just let me share this. Woo! I wasn't here last week, so I got to, woo! Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid now. Not now. Because when you're on your job, when you're talking to that heathen family of yours, I want you to listen to me. It's okay to talk to them now, because I believe the Holy Ghost is going to take your smallest utterance. He's going to take the smallest thing you say. If you're sitting there and you're thinking, "I can't say this to them, they will pound on me. If I say anything about the Lord, they will..." Go ahead. Go ahead and say it, because right now God is pulling people into the kingdom of God, and he'll take that one little thing you say and go into them and start working on them. I believe it. They're going to be trying to sleep, and all they can think about is Jesus. They're going to be trying to eat, and they're thinking about Jesus. And because you put it in their minds, all you have to say is, "Jesus loves you. Did you know that? He loves you. He's not mad at you. He wants you for his very own. If you come to him, he will wipe away every sin you've ever had, ever thought of having. You will be clean inside and pure, as a more clean and pure than a baby. And he will not remember those sins against you ever again." Tell them. Tell people Jesus is coming. Now, don't scare them. Don't make me do my boo thing again. Don't scare them. Just tell them, "Listen, did you know Jesus? Let me tell you this. Do you know the Catholics are talking about it? They are preaching that Jesus is coming back. The Catholics are... How much more should we Pentecostals should be telling people Jesus is coming? He's coming. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the trump of God is going to sound, and there's going to be a shout, go forward, and he's going to say, 'Come up hither.' Whoa, hallelujah. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Are you ready? Woo! Listen, I pray over you and myself and my family, but I pray over you for God to find you worthy when he comes back. I pray that over myself and over my children. God, find us worthy when you come back. Because when the trumpet sounds, just that quick, blink your eye. It's faster than that. Faster than that. You could be talking to somebody. I remember my husband shared this one time. He said that he was walking along with his dad when he was a teenager, and he said that they were walking down the city street, and you know, there was all these stores, and he was talking to his dad, and he looked away for just a second, and when he turned back, his dad was gone. And immediately Jim thought, "Oh my goodness," you know, because he was you know, teenager, and you know, he's in and out and that kind of stuff. And he said he looked around, and his dad just that quick was gone. Well, what he had done was stepped into a store, you know, but Jim didn't know it. But it's just that fast. 1 minute you're talking to somebody, and the next you look around, 1 minute you could be holding a sinner, somebody who's not ready for the rapture could be holding a baby, and that baby is gone. So we need to tell them. They need to know he's coming. And then when you tell them that, and they say, "Well, what do you mean he's coming?" Show them. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, say, "Listen, read Matthew chapter 24. It tells about he's coming, but you can be ready. You don't have to be left behind." Tell them that. Tell them the good news. Don't just tell them that and leave them hanging with it. scare them to death and then let them go home. You tell them, he's coming, but I can tell you how to get ready. So you don't have to be left behind, right? Woo! Anybody else have anything you want to say? I don't know. I don't think we're done. I tell you, but stand up. We're not done. I just feel this so strongly. I want you to think about what the Lord has done for you. I want you to think about the biggest thing that Lord Jesus has ever done for you, your salvation, or maybe the time that he saved you and your family from a wreck, or whatever it was. I want you to think about it right now. For me, it'll be the time that my son, who was on drugs and alcohol, walked down and gave his heart to the Lord. That's a big deal for me, and of course my salvation. I want you to think about that. Now, when you think you got it in your head what it is, now let's praise him. Hallelujah! 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 We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you! Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for this congregation that you will help us to have a holy boldness such as we have never known. I pray that when we go out into the workforce, God, or even among our families, our friends, whoever, God, I'm asking you, God, for a holy boldness such as we have never known. Lord, that your utterance will come out of our mouths. The only one minute we're talking about ham sandwiches, and the next minute coming out of our mouth, we're talking about Jesus. And oh, God, I'm asking you for a holy boldness that we will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm asking you, God, to direct our paths, Lord, that you will send people to that we can cross our path and tell them about Jesus, that we are the laborers of the harvest, and that we will cross their paths, and we will tell them about Jesus before it's too late. Oh, God, I'm asking you to take all the starch out of us, all the fear out of us, and, oh, God, fill us up with the glory of God and with a holy boldness. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated for just a minute.